Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting into details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little.
And then, do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday, November 19th. And you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, Telly.
Ooh, you had to turn that on for it to work. Good morning.
Glad you're back.
It's good to be back.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, DT. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
We had a great show yesterday. And we're going to pick up where we left off. Because I know that during yesterday's show, we got into the Martin Lawrence discussion along with the big announcement that Beyonce is performing during the NFL doubleheader on Christmas Day. So we had a great conversation. We're going to pick up where we left off. And so today we're going to definitely get into, there is another city in a very red state that is going to be paying reparations to black people and Latino people.
What?
We're getting to that. I know.
The last time I was hearing about white people getting reparations. Now, black people about to get some?
Black people are about to get paid. We're going to get into that and tell you where, how, when. Maybe you should, if anybody in this state owes you money, you might want to holler at them because they're going to be getting some checks.
Ooh.
Also, in all seriousness, hate speech is rising, in particular towards women and women of color. Since the election of former President Donald Trump, who is now President-elect Donald Trump. And speaking of Trump, there is a cruise company that is letting everybody know that if you are struggling with the outcome of the election, you can get on a boat and just leave reality for 1 to 4 years. We're going to get into that as well.
Man, I was tripping off that when I saw that.
Right. Now, when we come back from break, let's just get into the most, because I know it's been a little bit of time since we've talked about the post-election nominations from the Trump administration, including the attorney general nominee, Matt Gaetz. He has been flooding the news headlines, and we're going to get into that. But in the meantime, between time, did you go to the Bucks game last night, Telly? Or no?
I did not. I saw it was a good game, though. I saw it was a really good game. Against the Rockets, it was a sequence to end the game where Giannis apparently blocked, like he got a block, and then they came down the court. It was like 15 seconds to go, gave the ball to Dame, and Dame came through. It was Dame time again.
Oh, so Dame is back. Okay, good.
Yes, 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 that's right. He had missed the previous three games. They did put that note on the screen. Yes, he had missed the last three games and came back and hit a game winner. So What a way to return, I guess.
I love it. Go Bucks. And for everyone in the YouTube message board already, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go. We appreciate y'all tuning in. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now just by simply visiting YouTube.com. Going to YouTube search box, type in 101.7 The Truth, and you will see us live right now. Hit that live button. Hit that subscribe button so you never, ever miss an episode of all of your favorite Truth Station shows. Now, yesterday, I haven't talked about Ernie in a while. Ernie had to go to the vet.
Oh, no.
Oh, Ernie no. been farting.
Man, you know, Ernie I was been just about bombs. To say, I was like, man, something wrong with Ernie Biles, ain't it? That's what happens when you get old. You know, your insides don't be right sometimes.
I was like, because even Darren's like, it's at the point now where I really feel that the weapons of mass destruction are inside my apartment and they coming from Ernie. So Ernie goes to the vet yesterday, and Darren, my son, that's his dog. That's why Ernie's my granddog. Man, Darren had me in tears. So Darren said, he takes Ernie out the car and walks into the vet's office. And you know, I think they run game with the male dogs, Telly. So the nurse that came out, Darren said she was beautiful. And Ernie was like, oh, like, hey. She's like, oh my God, he's so cute. Hi, Ernie. You know, just rubbing him, and Ernie's just like, yeah.
But Ernie always that's what gets I'm talking that type about. Of attention, doesn't he?
It, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I like but Ernie, they, a little they, player.
Yeah, Ernie, a little what? Player.
Like, Ernie yeah. got area codes.
Like, yeah, go ahead, pet me.
Right. So the nurse is like, you know, wooing him up. And Ernie's like, yeah. So then she takes Ernie into the patient room. And then the vet walks in. Darren said Ernie was like, oh, just start barking. Because he already knew. He was like, y'all tricked me. Darren said Ernie funny. Snapped. Like, ar, 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 and Ernie never barks. And so.
Hey, Ernie, they were like, y'all about to do something to me, man. I know what's going on here.
That's what Darren said. He said he was like, ar, 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 I know something. Yeah, you trying to pull me in with the Pamela Anderson Baywatch nurse. Nice try. I'm hip to your game. And so
sent Pamela Anderson in there to soften them up. Like,
she had the Baywatch swimsuit and everything. Hi, Ernie. He's like, oh,
that's funny.
So long story short, that's what Ernie said when he saw the actual look, tall, you know, six foot three white male veterinary come in. He was like, man, this is not what I
slapping on the gloves and stuff.
What? Were you there? So here's the verdict. Ernie, obviously, and for those who have seen pictures, he's overweight. Ernie weighed in yesterday. His weigh in was 74 pounds.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's a small person.
I know.
Don't be ashamed, Ernie. We all got a little over. Got a little overweight going on somewhere.
A little.
Like, hey, Ernie's like, who's calling the kettle black or however, you know?
So then
we all got a little muffin so tops.
Ernie, so Darren says, okay, we get it. What weight should he be at? And the vet was like, 62. That's a lot for a dog to have to lose. 12 pounds?
So, what's hilarious? It ain't like you're about to put him on some workout program, are you? Like, how does Ernie lose weight?
I'm so glad you asked, because the same question that you just asked, Telly, that's the exact question. I mean, just like that, too. I was like, wait a minute. How are we supposed to get Ernie to lose 12 pounds? What's we going to do, put him on a treadmill? And so... here's where we are. The veterinarian gave Darren a list of dogs. I didn't know this, Telly and Ricky. Apparently, there is dog diet food. Like, they have Diet Coke and low-calorie popcorn and all. They have that for dog food.
Now, I have seen some commercials where they have, like, plant-based food, and that commercial where they'll be like, hey, get that dog food out of the refrigerator. And the dude's like, man, that ain't dog food. Then he makes the dude leave. So I know they have, like, healthy stuff, but, I mean, like, for real, like, are they just loading dog food up with lorries and all type of sodium and stuff? Like, I mean, how do you make, I don't know.
No, no.
But I'm here for it, though. I'm here.
All these questions that, Telly, all these questions you're asking are the exact questions I ask. Now, Darren had a Telly moment yesterday, but that's just Darren. I'm telling you, you and him, and y'all are just alike when it comes to this. And, of course, I got frustrated. He was like, telling the vet, we don't want any extra stuff, okay? We just want what's needed. So don't be putting on this list extra stuff. And I said, Darren, because he said the diet food mom is already $20 more per bag. And I was like, what?
Yeah, what he said.
Because he said every time the vet would be like, and you can also say, just let's keep the core fundamental necessities, okay?
Exactly.
Just give me what he needs. Well, before we wrap this up, I have to let everybody know, Granny, which is what I call myself to Ernie, I failed miserably. Let me tell you why. So the vet said, Darren, just walk me through Ernie's diet. Like, what's his diet? And so he said, well, you know, I pour a nice bowl of dog food. I'm not going to say the brand because, again, they're not sponsoring our show. And then he said, and you know, my mom, his grandma, gets him a lot of treats and toys. He was like, okay, let's stop right there.
Oh, you the problem. Treats.
I'm the problem. So wait a minute, check this out. So I'll go on Amazon and get all of Ernie's favorite treats. One of them are little mini hamburger patties, like real beef patties. The others, and for those who own dogs, probably are very familiar with the greenies. They're bones, but they're good for the dog's teeth, their oral hygiene.
Okay.
And then the third is I get him these big rawhide chew bones. So the vet said, okay, how many treats does Ernie get a week? And Darren was like, well, it's probably better if I break it down by day. And the vet said, what? He said, yeah, you know, we probably give Ernie 3 to 5 treats a day. Why the vet? Y'all, why the vet say Ernie needs 3 to 5 treats a week? Yeah,
3 to 5 treats. That's like, basically, the vet was trying to tell y'all, that's like giving a kid like 3 Snickers a day.
That's what he said. He said, do you know? And look, here's the crazy part. I check every nutrition label on everything that I buy, you know, just to make sure I understand the sodium, the calories, the carbs, the sugar grams. He said, did you see the label of these treats that you're feeding Ernie? Yeah, it's bad, y'all. It's bad. And I'm just like, here you go, Ernie. So anywho.
But he said 3 to 5 a week. And that's what you averaging a day.
A day. Telly. That's like Telly. 30 what? 30 treats a week?
Man.
Telly. Darren said, when the vet asked him, because you know Darren, he's a very straightforward, you know, like, yes, no, okay. Darren said, he was like, well, and the vet was like, see, we already starting off. I'm on a bad note. Well,
here's the thing. That when you start a sentence like that,
You already know. The vet was like, okay. So I will keep y'all posted, but just pray for me because I asked Darren, well, can we start Ernie's diet the week after Thanksgiving? Come on now. Like, you can't put somebody on a diet before Thanksgiving. That's just... Is that illegal? That's illegal, isn't it? There's a law against.
I don't know when it comes to pets. I mean, it's probably illegal for humans.
There's got to be legislation to protect the animals from being put on a diet a week prior to Thanksgiving. I'm gonna do some research, y'all. Stay locked in.
You don't have to do too much research. Just call PETA. I'm sure they got all. Yeah. Section 972-M.
You ain't lying. They be on it, too. Matter of fact, you're right. I'm gonna go to PETA.org. But in the meantime, between time, Telly, the lesson learned was don't give your dog 3 to 5 treats a day. Give them 3 to 5.
You say more. Moral of the story.
The moral of the story is So I just ask for y'all to give me some encouragement, some support, because Ernie is officially on a diet and he's got to lose, to Telly's point, to go from a little person to an actual dog. Right now he's pushing. Look, he's a heavyweight. He's weighing in at 74 pounds. He needs to be 62.
That's a whole third grader right there. 74 pounds.
I can't take Telly. Telly said, why Telly say that's a whole third grader? What you saying? Okay, you're not helping.
Hey, no. Ernie, just big bone. That's what we used to say, right? He's just big bone. He's good.
Damn.
He good.
Look, Ernie, when Ernie walks in, all the other dogs, let me get my food first. Ernie's in the building. Ernie's here. Hide your dog bowl. Put your treats away. All right, y'all. You're listening to the Best Morning Show. Shell on our YouTube message board says, funny, my dog gets more treats than that in a day, right? See?
Yeah.
See, Shell? That's what I'm saying.
And then don't wonder when something ain't right or they got gas all
smell.
The time. Like, I don't know what's wrong with them.
Man, Ernie's farts, man. Brutal. All right, y'all. We're going to come back and get into this news, starting with the Trump administration, latest and greatest updates. Our Truth Talk and Text line is 833-212-1017. Stay locked in. This is the Best Morning Show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We're back. You're listening to the Best Morning Show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our Truth Talk and Text line is 833-212-1017. Stacy says, good morning, y'all. Good morning back to you, Stacy. Hope all is well. Off topic for a quick minute. What do y'all think of Oprah and Beyonce accepting large amounts of money to speak at the Harris campaign? That just seems selfish for what was at stake. For them to accept it just seems Bush League. What do you think, Telly?
I think nothing about it, to be honest, because first off, you don't know if they accepted anything. And then secondly, if someone offered you money to get to speak, why wouldn't you take it? What are you going to say? Nah, y'all could keep that $100,000. I'm going to just, you know, I just come for free. Like, so are any of y'all going to say the same thing? So, I, to me, it's all water under the bridge anyway, because clearly it didn't matter.
Here's the thing. I saw an interview last week. And I can't remember who interviewed Oprah, but they asked her, did you accept?
Right. And she said no.
Any monies? And she said no. She said her production team was compensated, which makes sense.
It's a job. They performed
it's a job.
A job.
She said, but she didn't take any money. And then secondly, Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles, took to Instagram, which, by the way, she made it very public that Instagram classified this as fake news. Like, you can go to Tina Knowles' Instagram page, and that's one of her most recent posts. And she addressed the fact that her daughter, Beyonce, did not receive a dime. And as a matter of fact, Beyonce paid for her production team and her glam team, along with any other expenses. So if Oprah said no and Beyonce's mom said no,
what are we talking about here?
And then my thing is, Oprah campaigned for Barack Obama both times, both elections.
Heavy.
Heavy. Nobody brought up anything about money. You see, like, it's like all of a sudden, this is why social media, to me, is the root cause of all evil. Nobody ever questioned Nobody. Why did Oprah campaign for Obama? Did she get paid? Did you ever hear that or read that headline, Telly, during the both campaigns?
Never.
So why are we talking about it now?
And again, what does it matter?
And here's the thing, because we do this to ourselves. I'm not implying that this is how Stacey feels, because it was a legit question. But this goes back to our community. We just scrutinize each other for things that white people, like, we're talking about Beyonce and Oprah's money, and we're not talking about the fact that the Trump administration, first of all, it's pretty much 99.9% white. It's 90% male.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you think about all the monies and documentation that have been hidden, I mean, and here's the thing. We could do the tit for tat, but all I'm saying is, with our community, why are we fixated on Oprah and Beyonce when they've already defended their position and said, no, we didn't accept money, but we're not focusing on what this administration is looking like that's going to be making decisions that impact our day-to-day?
Yeah.
And why do we do that?
Yeah, and even on top of that, so you think that the Trump campaign did not pay Hulk Hogan to come to Milwaukee or Dana White or
nobody
Kid
asked
Rock?
About the Trump campaign.
Yeah, no, you know, that's not a thing. So it's not even a matter. That's politics. That's just how it goes. And like you said, DT, why would you focus on that? I mean, that's over with. Again, we need to focus on what's happening now, where clearly the new administration don't have any black jobs. Because, I mean, we don't even have immigrants coming over and taking any black jobs in the cabinet, because clearly those are no black jobs.
let me ask you a question, Telly, because I'm really trying to understand why we as a people have this self-hatred to where we don't want to see each other win. How about this for a narrative? Man, I am not mad at Oprah. Oprah getting her paper, boy. You see, she got that plug from the Harris Waltz campaign.
Right.
And then you see how Beyonce came up. She got another, like, that to me should be the narrative. Like, I love seeing black folks get theirs.
Yeah. And again,
I love seeing black folks winning.
Even if it was offered, like, if you are in that same position, are you going to walk away from it? Are you going to be like, nah, you
imagine
know what?
Me I'm calling
good.
You.
I'm good.
Imagine me calling you and saying, hey, Telly, I just got a phone call from Harpo Productions, Oprah's team. And they offered you and I right now, you got two daughters that are heading to college. And based on their GPAs, they're going to be going to some really nice schools that they choose. Harpo Productions just offered me and you, Telly, to go MC Kamala Harris's campaign for $1 million each.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
What's
good.
At stake? What?
I'm good. What? You know, what people going to say if they find out that I got $1 million for coming here? They should be congratulating you, but that probably wouldn't be the case.
You know, the black lady that owns Uncle Nearest, what's that? Is that scotch? Yeah, it's scotch or whiskey.
No.
Bourbon. I'm not a brown liquor person.
Yeah.
It's bourbon.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's bourbon.
Thank you.
Good bourbon.
When Beyonce announced that she was coming out with a bourbon drink, do you know what the owner of Uncle Nearest said publicly online? Congratulations, Beyonce. Go get all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, my heart was so full when I saw another black woman who was a successful self-made billionaire who recently sold her business and is on to the next. I mean, she still runs Uncle Nearest, but I'm saying, like, she's generated almost $500 million in 1 year in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And someone that looks like her comes into the market share, and what is her response? Go get that money, because there's room for everybody to eat.
Yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
And again, I don't understand why black people get so, like, who, even if she did take the money, That's more money that's being poured into a black community, a black business owner.
Mm-hmm. I so agree, because I don't know why a lot of us in our community feel like in order for me to get something, I got to take away from you. And like you said, there's room and space for everyone. We can all eat. We can all prosper. It doesn't mean that I have to cut you down, or I have to do something that compromises my integrity, or basically hate on you to get ahead. Like, I just,
that's it.
Yeah, like there's no reason to do that. And again, even if they were able to get money, I mean, so either way, how did it affect your life? If they got 100K or if they didn't get anything, it doesn't affect you. Mm-hmm. So why is that your concern? And that, again, isn't the reason why she didn't win the election.
So what are we talking about? Nobody, I have heard no one question, to your point, Hulk Hogan, Kid Rock, even the roast comedian, I've heard no one question whether or not they got paid.
Yeah.
But our own black women, we got to be, well, why did they? First of all, they said they didn't take it. And I'm telling you right now, Oprah has no, like, once you get to a certain level, she has no reason to lie.
That's right.
She's a billionaire.
I mean, because she can say, yeah, I took it and gave it to my school in Africa, or she could say whatever. But I mean, why lie and say, yeah,
that's but who, yeah. Good morning, Al. Thank you for your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is, we got to get off the self-hatred and the double standard. See, in our community, a lot of people get upset because they don't want to get off that brown, round, and pink guy to apply that pressure. So because they're miserable, they want everybody else to be miserable. So you got to stop being the crab in the barrel and apply that pressure. And then everybody can sit at the table and eat. But a lot of people in our community are jaded and bitter, and they choose to sit on their brown, round, and complain and get them kibbles and bits. So they have to get up and apply that pressure and let people live, because if we all eat that, we all can be successful. Thank you very much, and happy Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Happy Tuesday, Al.
Thank you, Al. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the way Al started it, it's so right, though. I mean, it's just we spend so much time just talking about trying to unify as opposed to, you know, actually putting in the work to do it. And there is a lot of self-hate and hating on each other, and it's just it's no point. And we're never going to get ahead divided. The only way you're going to get somewhere is together. So.
And, you know, and to add to that, Telly, in terms of the unification, when you see other folks winning, getting their bags, celebrate, because that means you're next. You're on mm-hmm. deck.
Right.
If somebody in your network or within close proximity of you is winning, cheer for them. Celebrate publicly. Say, you know, hey, brother, I saw that you just, you know what? Just like Truth Nation celebrated Curly Q when she won the 5K giveaway.
Yeah.
That was so refreshing.
Yeah.
Everybody was giving her kudos.
That was, yeah. And they ain't even asked to hold nothing. But yeah, they were all, I mean, we were all happy for it. And I mean, I'm including, you know, you and I, DT. We were, and Truth Nation, like you said, they were blowing up the YouTube message board, just congratulating
happy.
Her. And that was really cool to see that. It couldn't have gone to a more deserving person. But again, it feels so much better to do that than to expend the energy to hate on her. Oh, she probably called in 50 times, and oh, she probably knew somebody up there, or you know what I mean? I mean, something that could be so great can turn so negative when people find a way to hate on it.
And there will always be a way to find a reason to hate. Not really a city girl on our YouTube message board says, if they did get paid, how would that be any different from getting paid for any other appearance that they've done? Look, you see what I'm doing, Telly.
At the end of the day, it's still Oprah and Beyonce. Most of the time when they go places, they get paid an appearance fee.
So basically, at some point, you're supposed to stop making money. As a black person who's rich and successful, who's built their brand, at one point, it's just too much money. Mm. That's what we're saying as a community?
Yeah.
Good morning, Cypher. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
What's up?
I'll just make sure you can hear me. Okay. So I noticed something after, like, you know, the election and everything. And I'm going to ask a few questions here. Like, how do people view men? And how do you view, what's your opinion of black men? Are we not worthy of black respect, or is it an issue of fear, the concern of how like mad we might actually be or upset we might actually be? Has everybody kind of on edge or nervous or feeling kind of defensive? Like, what is this? Because I also noticed that, like, you know, people had a fun time holding people back and, you know, keeping people out of certain positions, you know, understanding the situation. And now we're in a situation where there's nobody to advocate or, you know, perform jobs to the best of their ability because, you know, we kind of kept each other out and down and enjoy doing it. Cause I go to places sometimes and then, like, the younger black women would just start attacking me verbally, put me down, insulting me to make themselves feel better or set themselves apart. Like, you know, that's the cool thing to do. So could you help me understand what just happened?
I think he was asking you, are you asking me, Cypher, or DT?
Anybody can give us perspective on that?
Because I feel the same. I mean, as a black man, I mean, I feel the same way I did November 4th as I do November 19th. I haven't been attacked, or I just can't relate. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I'm not sure. I mean, your experiences are your experiences, and I don't know if that's a collective thing. But again, I haven't you know, felt that or received that type of you know, response. So I don't know if that answers your question, but yeah, that's my answer.
One more thing too, a little honesty, something to give to people to think about. Something really racist happened this election too. Like, you know, everybody got caught up over the sensation that was Kamala, and you know, there's another candidate out there who's also a colored woman and who actually, you know, didn't put too much emphasis or pride in what she was, whatever. She just, you know, spoke how she wanted to represent the people for their best interests. And then, like, so, like, after this happens, everybody started noticing the flaws. I was with the Democrats and we had another woman out there. And just because, like, you know, we got this issue where it's black and white, you know, the black woman just had to be put on this, like, you know, level just out of the spite and frustration and everything to cause more tension and, you know, division. Like, it was crazy, though. Like, did anybody else notice that?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I hadn't noticed it. I'll be honest with you. I really hadn't noticed it. Thank you for your call, Cypher. We appreciate you calling and always chiming and listening in. And, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Prentice says, we're late to the party of understanding. This is how the stuff goes. We are so used to the gimme, the hookup mindset that really don't understand, that's really not understanding your worth and requiring that others do too. Great, great perspective, Prentice. And when I say great, I mean, like, I completely agree that we've got to work on understanding how we are triggered by other people that look like us, their success. And, you know, Telly, for the most part, like I said, the response to Curly Q when she won the Gruber Law 5K giveaway, it reminded me that there's way more good than evil in this world. It's just that the ones that are the haters get the attention.
Yeah.
But it was good to see what took place.
Yeah.
In terms of responding. So if whether Oprah or Beyonce were paid or not, number one, it's none of my business. I don't make any money or lose any money based on how much money Beyonce or Oprah Winfrey makes.
Right. Yeah.
And quite frankly, they've been billionaires. That's black history for them. They've been billionaires. And me being concerned about how much money they make and how they spend it, it's none of my business. I should be focusing on, you know, how I'm bettering my community. And truth be told, Beyonce and Oprah have contributed a significant amount of time, energy, entertainment, whether you like them or not, to our community.
Yeah, they have. I mean, shoot, that tour boosted the economy in every city she went to.
Man. And so, again, we're not progressing as a community talking about what Oprah and Beyonce made.
No, you need to be worried about who's in charge of the FDA coming up and who's going to be the attorney general and who has the keys to the Pentagon. And those are the things that you may start to want to focus in on, not something that has already done happen.
And speaking of which, the Trump administration is continuing to nominate and get this cabinet, which is ultimately part of the administration, signed, sealed, and delivered for the congressional and senatorial hearings to approve. And considering that they're going to be entering a red House of Representatives, i.e. Congress, a red Senate, and then you know the White House is red, I'm not seeing any pushback. I don't anticipate any pushback for these nominations that Trump has presented as part of the build of his cabinet.
I put to you this way, if they find a way to get Gates in there, that's not good. That's not good. And Trump is working the phones to try to get the support that he needs. But I'm really just tripping off the fact that you could just start appointing all of your homies. This is like a gang. This is a, I mean, you have people that are over, you know, human health services that doesn't even have a medical degree. You have Secretary Defense that used to be a host on a network. Like, I mean, I just think about it like this. If Obama hired or appointed two of his homeboys, it would have been like, oh, man, look at him. He up in there and he getting his people in there. But
oh, do you remember when he nominated Eric Holder to be the attorney general?
Oh,
that's exactly the pushback that he got.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he putting a black man in. He's hiring one of his homies.
Yeah.
Same thing with JFK. When JFK nominated his brother, RFK, which happens to be RFK Sr., when he nominated his brother to be attorney general, everybody was in an uproar. That's his brother. That's nepotism. Blah, 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 blah. And here we are now. And you bring up a great point, Telly. We come back from break. Why do you think it's so important that Trump is surrounded by his homies? I've got some opinions. Would love to hear yours. 833-212-1017. And it's not about nepotism. When we come back, I'm going to share with you, based on the Trump that we've seen over the past 8 years, I'm going to share with you why I'm pretty confident that he's keeping his, and I'll use your word, Telly, his homies surrounding him as part of his cabinet under his administration. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's College Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month. on The Truth is sponsored by Concordia University, Wisconsin, Live Uncommon, and Educators Credit Union, achieving more together.
Before break, we were discussing the most recent updates regarding President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. And they're pretty much have been all selected in terms of who President-elect Trump will be nominating, including former Representative Matt Gaetz, who has been nominated by President-elect Donald Trump to be the next Attorney General for the United States. Now, according to ABC News, there has been a lawyer that has informed ABC News that a woman told the House Ethics Panel that she witnessed Matt Gaetz having sexual intercourse with a minor being the age of 17 years old, at a house party in Florida. So again, a Florida attorney named Joel Leppard told ABC News' Juju Chang that one of his clients witnessed Matt Gaetz, Representative Matt Gaetz, who is now being nominated to serve as the country's attorney general, with a third woman. So this is a third woman that has come out through the lawyer, who was then 17 years old, at a house party in Florida. And she testified that in July of 2017, at this house party, she was walking out to the pool area and she looked to her right and saw Representative Matt Gaetz having sex with her friend who was 17. And this is according to the Florida attorney, Joel Leppard.
Yeah.
Now, the Justice Department has already been spending like years at this point probing these allegations against Gaetz, including allegations of obstruction of justice, as well as bribing charges. Gaetz has long denied any wrongdoing related to these allegations as the Justice Department continues to investigate. Now, the Trump transition team, Telly, before we get into your reaction, this is what the Trump transition spokesperson, Alex Pfeiffer, also told ABC News regarding these allegations involving Matt Gaetz, attorney general nominee. Quote, Matt Gaetz will be the next attorney general. He's the right man for the job and will end the weaponization of our justice system, end quote. And again, that came from the Trump transition spokesperson, Alex Pfeiffer.
Man, oh man. Golly. I have so much to say about this. And I think, you know, Ricky just got in my ear. I think we would have to get into it more after break. But yeah, DT, this is so crazy. And it just reminds me of when my mom was alive. She didn't watch a lot of the news, but she had just asked me to break it down for her. And I used to like doing that because it's a lot of stuff that is common sense. And you're like, wait a minute. Like this dude, okay, I'll just start off with this and then I'll continue my thought after the break. But Matt Gaetz abruptly quits Congress as soon as he's appointed appointed attorney general, right? And he quits Congress 2 days before the probe that you were talking about, that the investigation mm-hmm. that's been going on for years, was due to get released. And then, so you don't think that Trump knew when this was going to get released and made sure that Gaetz got out ahead of it before it was released? Because now they're trying to stop this investigation from being released because they're saying, hey, you can't investigate somebody who's not in Congress anymore. And that's why he quit. I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's some stuff going on, and I got more on it. Like I said, I want to finish my thought on the other side of the break.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's take a break. We come back, we're going to hear Telly, his additional perspective on Matt Gaetz, and Christopher on the Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, says, in regards to Matt Gaetz, it don't even matter if it was on Netflix. He will pass. No argument here. We'll
man,
be back.
Don't steal the rest of my thought.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right. Now, before we get into our second hour, Telly was sharing us his perspective regarding the most recent updates regarding the Trump administration cabinet picks. And according to ABC News, Florida attorney Joe Leppard has shared that one of his clients witnessed Matt Gaetz, who has been nominated by President-elect Donald Trump to serve as the United States Attorney General, witnessed him having back in 2017 at a house party sex with a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah. And DT, just to wrap up my, just finish my thought off, like, there's two things. Number one, if you recall, when Trump was on trial, Matt Gaetz was one of the people that was always there in New York as one of the, you know, people in the gallery. So he made sure that, hey, I'm going to support you. And then secondly, after Trump said, hey, I want you to be my attorney general, he's probably like, hey, what about that probe? Trump was like, I can handle that. I know, like, how to do that.
Have you not seen my journey?
Right.
We don't.
Like you like, man, yeah. That's lightweight, man. Like, what? She was 17? Oh, man, we good. I mean, you know I used to kick it with Epstein, right? Like, you know what I mean? So we good.
And you know what? That's probably how the conversation went.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. I'll get you in. I'll make a couple calls.
And see, this is where I'm trying to understand. Here's how I feel about it really quick. This won't even take a long time. President-elect Donald Trump has selected members of his posse to be a part of his administration, in particular his cabinet, for one reason and one reason only. And that is to make sure that nobody comes for him again. When he was in office, the last 2 years, he was being investigated and ultimately convicted. Whether he was found guilty or not, he doesn't want to have to go through that. So he has made sure that all of the men, including Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Matt Gaetz, the list goes on and on. Huckabee. He is making sure, Telly, that he is surrounded by people that will protect him from getting caught up in those same federal criminal charges and investigations. Because if you literally take some time, if you have it, and Google all of the names that are on his list of cabinet picks, Marco Rubio, Matt Gaetz, Todd Blanche, RFK Jr., Tom Hoffman, Pete Hegseth, Doug Collins, the list goes on and on. All these people, they have one job, Telly. Not the job that they've been appointed to serve for the country. Their job is to make sure that nobody comes for Trump. So we come back the second hour. We want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. Has the people that Trump has chosen for his critical cabinet post make a difference to you or not? If so, why or why not? 833-212-1017. He has selected, from my lens, people that are going to make sure that nobody comes for him for the next 4 years. We'll be back.